Yo, what is cracking, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Get Your Nerd On with your boy P90 the Rapper. You know, that's me, the best host in the world, the host of the only real podcast in existence. You feel me? Yeah, this is like Legacy episode 72, season 5, episode 2. You know what I mean? Listen, man, we should be on like episode 1000, but I started this like 2 years ago, and then stuff happened. I lost my co-host and blah, blah, blah. But it doesn't matter. I'm so happy to be doing a podcast anyway. But guys, there's a lot to get into. We got some catching up to do. We definitely got some game news. I wrote down my fucking news. There's a couple things in the comics area we gonna get onto as well. And then we got some other news stuff. So let's head over to the catch up so we can catch up with me. And then we gonna get it cracking with the news and shit. You feel me?
So, catching up with your boy, I beat Hi-Fi Rush. And here are my thoughts. Yeah, me, Hi-Fi Rush is an Xbox exclusive that dropped stealthily about a week ago, right?
If I had a soundboard, bro, I'd kill this shit. If I had a soundboard and probably like one other homie in the motherfucker, bro, I'd smoke this joint, bro. Let me just stay on topic, Pat. Stay on topic. Anyway, yeah, I beat Hi-Fi Rush. That game is beautiful. It's a rhythm game, but you can also play without rhythm. They're very, very lenient. The only thing that they're not lenient on is parrying.
But there's a chip, so you can increase your chance to parry by like a half a beat or some shit.
And bro, the game's good. I really loved it. I beat it. It was phenomenal. The main character is cool. The supporting cast is absolutely dope. Peppermint, 808, and Corsica are my favorite fucking people in the game. It's so good. I'm not going to give you any spoilers, but this kid, he gets a MP3 player stuck in his chest. No deep spoilers. There's going to be some spoilers. And he has to like climb. He has to take down the ranks of a corporate company and get their password, because they find out that there is something very shady going on about this Spectra project. And it's just really cool. They do such a wonderful job. Sorry if you hear the lawnmower or leaf blower outside. They just do a really good job making me care about these characters, making me have fun. Bro, there was a moment, the ending of the game, I just started crying a little bit. I was like, yo, this is so cool. Everybody's gonna fucking do it. Bro, the game was great, man. I was, let's do it. Like, that shit was fire, bro. Oh, wait, I also beat Hi-Fi Rush, I think, this year. I gotta double check when I beat that. Sorry, I thought I only beat one game this year, but I think I beat two games this year, unless I beat Hi-Fi Rush right when the year ended. You know what, we're about to find out right now. When did I beat Hi-Fi Rush? I did beat Hi-Fi Rush, but that's not what we're talking about. When did I beat I just didn't write it down. We're going to make that two games this year then. I beat High on Life this year. I'm pretty sure we talked about it. Maybe I'll use my, I'm going to go check.
I know I mentioned where I beat it or something, or I posted a review.
I'm going to do that. Sorry, let me just take this note, because I like to keep track of when I beat video games. I'm trying to check, because this is, let's see, 2019, I beat 16 games, 2020, I beat 17 games, 2021, I beat 15 games, 2022, I beat 10 games, so, you know, it's time to step, we gotta step it up, bro. This year, we gotta get 30 games, yo. We gonna beat 30 games this year. Watch, best believe it. Alright, but yeah, anyway, Hi-Fi Rush is an absolute must-play. I think, like, the dopest, most ominous game ever, bro. Well, currently. It's definitely my top. It's in my top 30 games of all time right now. Top 30 games of all time. It was a blast. Absolutely, positively loved it. And I am standing by it. I think everyone should go and play that game. It is on Game Pass PC and Game Pass Xbox system. And yeah, if you have Game Pass, there's no reason not to play. You can even cloud play it if you have a strong internet and have Game Pass and stuff. So there is all that. Yeah, I mean. I actually watched the Grammys, and I'm excited Kendrick won, and then once he won, I kind of stopped watching.
But there was a hip-hop performance
for the 50th year of hip-hop. Yay! That shit was lit, bro. That shit was super cool. I think they had, like, mad fun. Some people that really should have been there, but regardless, that shit was dope, and they looked like they had a hell of a time. I've been reading Red Lanterns, and Red Lanterns is fire. I'm only on issue like 16, but Red Lanterns is fucking fire. Bleez is the best Red Lantern. Atrocitus don't give no fucks, yo. Atrocitus be out here fucking putting his hands on niggas' heads, bro. Atrocitus really be out here doing shit, yo. Yo, bro. Atrocitus deserves to be in Mortal Kombat, played to the fucking proper fullest. That dude be ripping people apart, bro. Oh my god. And then Rancor, he's actually kind of beast, bro, but his issue is he's a human and he's still got his human ways stuck in him. So like, he's such a different Lantern, bro. It's crazy. So like, Atrocitus, he forms the Red Lantern Corps, right? Boom, 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 boom. But then he has like this issue where he's like, yo, I need a second in command or some shit. So he starts drowning his people in the Red Blood Sea. Red Blood Water or Sea or something, right? And then they get consciousness if they can come back from their trauma type shit. Because it's going to force them to remember. So then they come back. Boom, boom. They come back. And now he has an army. But when he comes back and gives some of them their sentience, Bleez comes back and Bleez is like, yo, man, fuck that boy Atrocitus, bro. That nigga got weak, bro. He can't even do this shit alone, man. I can feel that nigga get weak. Yo, shit start happening, bro. Stuff from their power battery gets fucking destroyed. They get attacked by this fucking army of body snatchers that only leave your eyes. They try and avenge people for like ridiculous rage that's done to them. There's this really dope moment where someone's questioning Atrocitus and his moves, and he's like, listen, so you do this, like, all it's gonna do is spawn more rage and whatnot. And he's like, you know, you make a good point, but let there be rage. And he just fucking murders him, and it's fucking great. Oh, I love it. Hold up. Sorry, had issue. But anyway, yeah, read Red Lanterns. It's really good. If you have the DC app, I'm going to go buy all the issues if I can find them. I started Exterminators. It's cute and fun, and there's action in it, and there's Jubilee. I love Jubilee. She is cool, and I hear this comic makes her Omega. I always thought she was going to be Omega one day because her power could be fucking ridiculously useful. Like, I always wondered what would happen if she made Nimrod swallow one of her Sparkies while being boosted by Korra, while Nimrod's being hacked by Quentin and distracted by Wolverine. I actually really do think that that duo, I think that that quado could destroy Nimrod, personally. And then I seen Last of Us 2 and 3. I think they're really good episodes. Spoiler alert, of course, Tess dies, and that was pretty good in the show. It was just so disgusting when you see the fucking creature just go into her mouth. Like, what? Creature? What?
Shit's wild, bro.
Sorry, I'm also eating. I'm hungry and I gotta get this podcast done. It's good. I like it. And then episode 3 wasn't too bad. It's a lot of context. I wouldn't even call it a filler. I don't care for the extra context because nothing happened. Like, it's important information to get you invested in the character. But other than character investment, it's like, it's really dope seeing, I think it was Bill. I don't remember. It's really cool seeing him ride around and fucking tear the town apart. That was cool. I like that. He was just riding around, tearing the town apart and shit, and then just taking everything that he needed every day, and then stocking up and then doing it again and again whenever necessary. It was fucking cool, and he had some badass traps. Also, that nigga is a nut. Boy had all the guns and shit. Boy was ready for doomsday. Yeah, he was ready for this. But yeah, that shit's great. I liked it. I'm gonna try and go back and beat Callisto Protocol. I don't know if I told you guys that my other Christmas present came, the Kira box set. It's fucking beautiful. Once I finish Jonathan Hickman's Fantastic Four, I'm going to read the Akira book set. I'm gonna do a Junji Ito and then read the Akira book set, because it's been a while since I read some Junji. So yeah, there's that. Let's see. Yo, I saw this Babysitter Killer movie. That movie was fucking ass. That movie was so fucking bad. Hold up, I think I got the Babysitter Killer Queen. Fuck that movie. That movie was fucking cheeks, bro. Absolutely fucking booty cheeks. Like, I would never watch that movie again. I thought Jenna Ortega could make me and, like, I could enjoy the movie. I hate that movie so much. I don't like that movie. But it's not as bad as There's Someone Inside of Your House. That movie is fucking trash. The movie is absolutely fucking trash. Shouldn't have been made. That book is phenomenally so much better than that fucking piece of trash movie. I am sorry that I'm so aggressive, but that movie was bad, personally. Alright, and we got more Halo info from Bloomberg. Microsoft Corp says it's going to keep making new games in the popular Halo franchise as it at its prized 343 industry studio, despite rumors to the contrary. But after a leadership overhaul, mass layoffs, and a host of big changes, the outfit is all but starting from scratch, which seems to be leading, this is me speaking now, to a shift to Unreal and staff shuffles. So no worries on Halos. You just got to get that shit time again, because they're just trying to make it as right as everyone complained for it. All right, listen. Here's the thing. People complain and they were just like, yo, 343 needs to get fired. Yo, 343 needs to blah, blah, blah. Cool. Finally, they did it. I really didn't think so. I think there just needs to be like a management change in general. And people needed to like put their fucking foot down. But, fine, cool. They fired them, right? All right. So what now? Now means you have to reweight again. And they're going to shift to Unreal Engine. You guys are like, maybe you should do switch to Unreal Engine. Maybe they should stop firing people or doing contract work. Okay, the easiest answer is switching to Unreal Engine then. So now you guys got to wait. Although they're still developing content for Halo Infinite's multiplayer. At least as far as career progression, that's still there. There's a good chance that they're just going to have a multiplayer team on this current engine, and everything Halo Future is gonna go to Unreal. Now, I think this is actually awesome too, because they will be letting other people work on Halo in-house, it seems. So I really think we need an ODST too.
I really think that we need a horror game. I really think that we need different perspectives. I think we could do, yo, an action, third person, probably first person, but a third person action game with Spartans would be fucking cool. I said it before and I'll say it again. I would love a third person action Spartan game. That could be so much fun. Apex Legends Mobile shutting oh, wait, hold up. With Nintendo skipping E3 because they claim they don't have enough games, do we think that Metroid Prime 4 will release this year? I hope so, but I don't think so. And if it does, it's going to release at the end of the year. But also, if they don't have enough games, I wonder how many showcases they plan on doing or how many big games releases they plan on doing. They're probably just working on so many games, or they're probably perfecting their games so much that they just have to delay it into next year. But like, it's not really a delay because they never gave us dates. I don't know, it's sad. I love E3, and then after that followed Sony and Xbox not coming into E3, and I think that's really sad because like having the 1 week where you could take off, it becomes a holiday for all the gamers. We could all be fake news reporters and stuff like that. I miss it. I think that's something that we need instead of having the super spaced out stuff. But because like the thing is, when they did it last time, you could tell it was just E3, but it was broken into four parts and they were just thrown across multiple different times at the time. It wasn't even just like, hey, we're doing these little Nintendo Directs. No, it was like, this is all the stuff we were going to do at E3, broke it down into four, and we spread it out. And it's like, all right, cool. That's fine because you can do it on your own time. I see the benefits. It's cheaper. But at the same time, it's like, damn, bro, E3 was just so good because it was easy for me. I just took a week off of work or a weekend off of work for the days that I wanted. And then I just, like, podcast or write down notes and go on Twitter and just tell everybody about what the fuck's happening. But we'll see what happens. Maybe everybody will do something around June. Maybe they'll still pull around E3 and not show up on the E3 show floor. I mean, the theater is Microsoft's theater, if I'm correct. So, I mean, there is that. Well, no. Microsoft has a theater across the street from where they usually have the E3. So there's that. But Apex Legends Mobile is shutting down and will no longer be playable May 1st as of January 31st. All real money and app purchases will be disabled and the game removed from web stores. No, there are no refunds. You have to deal with whatever you spent. You will never be able to see your character again. And you are assed out. And that really fucking sucks. That's the one thing I hate about live service games. What the fuck do I do once it's dead? Every game needs to have a offline mode, it doesn't even need to have campaign, just an offline mode. And if you're gonna sunset a game that people paid money for, you should allow the game to be accessible as far as turning on. Put a notice out there for people, and then give the keys to the community. I've seen the community do so many things to a game that was supposed to be dead. Like, apparently people were on Halo 3 and someone like had a server working properly and allowing people to level up and stuff. Like, that's cool. That's what needs to fucking happen, in my opinion. People spend too much money on these live service games for y'all to just be shutting them down and not letting them access their cool ass characters that they literally purchased because they thought the character was cool and shit like that. It's stupid. There's a lot of rumors coming along, and one of them is that Gear 6 had been in full development for a year or so, coming from a remark that Jeff Grubb made. I believe nothing until it appears, but my job is to talk, so I want to say that I'm very fucking excited, and I can't wait to see Kate and her team again, because that cliffhanger is crazy, and I think they have been taking their time tailoring the story, making sure these graphics look absolutely phenomenal, and trying to get multiplayer even more right than it was before, and I'm down for that. I respect it. I can't wait to see what this game looks like. I can't wait to, I don't know, I miss Gears, actually. Gears story is really dope. I gotta go back and finish Insane on Gears 5. I tried it, but like, oh my god, Insane is insane. Whoo!
But
if this is true, I'm very excited. I can't wait. I think if this is true, we will also be getting a showcase with Gears in the summer around what would have been E3. I think, all right, I'm gonna make some predictions right now. I think we'll get a show of Fable sometime this year, even if it doesn't come out this year. If Fable comes out next year, the latest we'll get it is, of course, the Game Awards. You know what? I think we're going to get some surprises on the Game Awards. But I think we're going to get some teases of Gears, like a better teaser of Gears. I think we're going to get information on Perfect Dark. I think we're going to get good information on Fable. I think we're going to get a reveal this year of, I think it was a Compulsion Games game. And I think we'll get a tease of a new IP that they are confident in, and the work is going very fine, and they feel like there really is no way that they can hit a speed bump. And probably some other stuff. And I truly do think that in the next 6 years, if the Quantum Break hype stays up there, there will be a Quantum Break 2. I say 6 years because it takes time for games to develop, and Remedy is already working on something, unless they were secretly working on this. But I think we might actually end up getting Quantum Break 2. It deserves another chance. It does. It came out at a bad time for Xbox, but at the same time, you can't just not put out exclusives because your system is going through like a shit ton of criticism. So there is that, and that's fine. I get it. I mean, I want them to put the shit out, but Quantum Break is such a good game. It deserves to get its second game. There's still stuff that could be talked about and stuff that can happen there. But yeah, Gear 6, I do hope we get it. The gaming industry must be taking a huge hit somewhere, because apparently Respawn canceled a single-player game set in the Apex world. The 50 developers that were working on it will either lose their job or be moved around. That sucks. Hope they don't lose their job. Hopefully all of them could just get moved around, shuffled. Otherwise, hopefully someone else picks them up and they can work on something that doesn't get canceled, and doesn't contain Ubisoft. Damn, that's crazy. So many people begged for like a Titanfall 3, and what happens? Ubisoft is like, haha, yeah, no, never mind. I don't think you guys want that. Nope, no one wants that game that bad. Regarding Halo, should it start over? No, it should not. Halo should not start over. I think they should go in. They should have a team rework the lore from with everything we have right now. Work with it. If they really feel like something needs to be changed, don't change the fucking weapon. Do not get rid of the weapon. I love Cortana to death. She is one of my favorite characters. But leave her where she is. And fucking don't get rid of the weapon. Love the weapon. Need her to stay. Rest in peace to Knockout City. As the servers plan to go offline after just 2 years of being up. June 6th, you can say goodbye to your dodgeball madness. I'm going to have to get a couple more games in. Maybe try and get some achievements in that. That game was actually really fucking fun. With all the dying live service games, I wonder how well Sony games will do, because they have a shit ton of live service games that they're working on. But maybe their plan is to drop a bazillion live service games and then hopefully get one or two hits. Because all you need is one or two, and then the whales will keep you afloat. And if the whales keep you afloat, it makes up for a lot of stuff over time. I do not know how much money Genshin Impact makes or Final Fantasy Brave Exvius makes. I just literally thought these off the top of my head, or Dokken, but they've been around for a while, and they have some. I play Final Fantasy, and I know Final Fantasy has a lot of fucking whales. Like, there's a dude on there who shows you how much he whales when we used to, when I used to be on the Facebook group. So I wonder what's going to happen with those live service Sony games. Hopefully they do well, because that's stuff people worked on and stuff people probably were excited about to do when they were asked to do the job. Otherwise, they'll end up like the other live service games, because something's happening in the live service world, bro. No one has time to stick with your live service game. I understand it's like one of the best ways to make money, but stop. Kinda. Just give us some really good games that don't need to be live service and don't require internet connection at all times and need to connect to a server that you can play if your servers are fucking down. Like, just give us good games. Reminder, Dead Space is out. Hogwarts is also out if you have the deluxe edition. Otherwise, you will be waiting until Friday. And if you're hearing this Friday, then the game's fucking out. Go pick your house. Although you can go online and pre-pick your house, which is what I did. There is a website for Hogwarts, and you can go in there and answer some questions. You can get your wand, you can get your house, you can create like a character thingy. I don't know if it's the character part's gonna translate, but you can just create like a little thingy. Yo, speaking of Hogwarts, you guys, some of you guys, are being like ridiculous. I don't believe in cyberbullying, but for the sake of conversation, because people do believe in it, and I respect what people feel. Some of y'all motherfuckers is really out here cyberbullying motherfuckers over this game. Like, there was a streamer whose girlfriend ended up crying because they were just getting fucking destroyed over them playing Hogwarts. And I think that's fucking stupid. Like, bro, I get the issue with JK, right? But there's a lot. There's some unpacking that we need to do here, which is basically, this Harry Potter came out when we were kids. A lot of us fucking loved Harry Potter as kids. And then people found out that JK basically, you know, metaphored a lot of those characters and had some racy characters in there and a bunch of bullshit. And I agree. What she did to that series and her vision for the metaphors that she used that series for is fucking disgusting. But if we're being honest, Harry Potter is not a bad franchise. Harry Potter is actually a really cool franchise. It is magical and it is wonderful. But I totally respect anyone who does not want to play the game. I just do not think that you need to bully everybody else who's playing it, tell people that they can't stream it, and try and run into everybody's stream and literally just bombard their shit with fucking stupid comments. Bro, I personally believe that you can be a supporter of a lot of these people that claim the game is targeting them in a disrespectful way and still like the idea of Harry Potter and Hogwarts. I don't know, just all I say is just fucking think about it for a second. Just use your fucking brain. You don't have to be a dick to everybody because they want to play a game that looks fun to them. It's a... Never mind. Alright, you know, everyone who knows me knows I hate saying that shit is just like a game or it's just a book, but for the sake of this conversation, it's just a fucking game. Alright? It's a fucking game made by a really weird lady, but it's a game, and it's fun for some people, and it's cool. And I think you guys need to chill, because you're also fucking up people's money. They're just trying to play a fucking game. They're just trying to play a game. Now, there are some people out there who probably do deserve it, but not everybody deserves it. All the shit that I've seen so far, no. But that's it. That's my take on the whole Hogwarts thing. I will probably be getting it. I don't know. All of a sudden, I kind of just really want to play Hogwarts. I was going to get Dead Space only, but like, I was like, no. Now I kind of want to go get Hogwarts, man. The game just looks fun. I don't know. The game looks like a good time, bro. I want a good time. I want to do nothing. Also, I just want to be a game again. Yeah, I beat Hi-Fi Rush. I'm on a rush. You know what I mean? I'm on a rush. All right. In 2023, Yoko strikes again with, to my knowledge, his third mobile game. This one is partnered with Sega, and he will be the director of it. And I'm going to play it. I am angry that it's a mobile game. I don't want anyone any more mobile games. If it's a mobile game, I hope it's not a gacha game. I just want to play like a regular story game. I don't know. I'm going to play it because I like Yoko. Yoko's great. Yoko's like Hideo Kojima. Like, you just got to try his games out. I never played all the Metal Gears, but ever since Metal Gear Phantom Pain, or the one before that, the little demo joint, or maybe even a little bit of Rising, I've always liked his games, even if I didn't beat them. Like, I just like the way they play. I like his vision. So I just like to experience as much of the game as I possibly can before I take the L. So I'm here for the Yoko game. I will definitely play it, and I will tell you all about it when the time comes. Release date announcement for The Last Case of Benedict Fox, which is launching exclusively on Xbox and PC on April 27th. And it will be on Game Pass. I am very excited for it. Side-scrolling little adventure game, platformer, and I was looking forward to that. When they first announced it at the showcase where they showed it, I was hyped. I really was. This is the truth. The new IP by Compulsion Games, a third person, is in the playable alpha build. That's actually really good. I'm excited to hear about the Compulsion Games coming along pretty, really well. Might see that in the next year and a half, maybe 2 years. Shit. I don't know, man. I'm excited. More games are coming out. It seems, I don't know. Ever since Hi-Fi came out and then the reviews came out, a lot of good stuff has been said about the other studios of Xbox. Not the Halo Studios. We know what the Halo Studios has been going through. But some of the other studios are having some good progress. Like Playground Games. Fable is already in a playable state. Playground Games producer Vijay Gill says. He is preparing and facilitating regular game playthroughs and build reviews with key stakeholders. So this is good. And maybe my prediction will be correct. Maybe we will get to see Fable. That would make me excited. I am very happy. I like Fable 2 a lot. I didn't get to beat Fable 3. But when I tell you. Okay, hold on. Janelle Monáe threatened to, to withhold new music after a fan joked that she dressed like the Monopoly Man. That she doesn't. That's fucking hilarious. I'm sorry. I had to read that when I was going through some news. I had to read that because I literally saw that tweet myself. Fucking funny. Anyway, that's good. I'm happy. I want to play Fable so bad. I'm absolutely here for it. Fable is a good adventure game. So we're going to get to that. Dragon Age Dreadwolf leak shows God of War style combat. Apparently is going to be a hack and slashy action RPG. And I'm totally cool with that. It's cool. As long as it doesn't play, like, feel nothing like God. I mean, exactly like God of War. I'm watching the gameplay. And it kind of looks kind of like God of War, actually. Like, kind of exactly like God of War. I don't know. You know what? Nope. Never mind. I don't know how I feel about this. I gotta wait until I see more. That was a leak. So I'm gonna wait till I see more. But I don't know how I feel about that Dragon Age type combat. Marvel's Wolverine leak might reveal the Xbox game. Not Xbox. X-Men. And Wolverine is not coming to Xbox, guys. Not one bit. No. But targeting a mature audience and may hit shelves as early as 2024. Which is really good. They said that they're going to try and stray away from Fox details. Why do I feel like I shared this last podcast? They don't want it to connect to the Foxverse in any way. So there's that. Amazon reportedly buys the rights to Tomb Raider. You know, the franchise that Square Enix sold off. The silence is because I don't know what to think about that. I mean, Lord of the Rings fans, I guess they like the Lord of the Rings stuff, so maybe we'll get some cool Lara Croft stuff. Amazon got bread, though, so we'll get some high-level stuff, but god damn, I did not expect Amazon to be purchasing that. Also, all the games that will be leaving Game Pass February 15th-ish, or soon, if I don't have days. Besiege, Crossfire X. Oh, another live service game that's dying. Crossfire X. It's leaving Xbox Game Pass because it's an Xbox exclusive, but it's going offline. Like, it's not just leaving. It's just going offline. The game's not doing well enough to stay. So go get your achievements in. That game fucking kind of, I don't know. The game is not horrible, but the issue is that the game just doesn't feel like it was developed for. It feels like they tried to take Counter-Strike Go or Valorant and give it a Call of Duty makeover in 60 days. That's how it feels to me. But it's meant to play that way. The more I play it, the more I realize it's meant to play that way. But I don't know. I don't give it a high score, but hey, at least they got a game and they released it. Infernax, The Last Kids of Earth, and The Staff of Doom, Recompile. Oh, you guys got to try Recompile. It's a little puzzly game, but it's kind of cool. It's just like, it's just a little fun. Skull, the Hero Slayer. And yeah, that's everything leaving so far. Ooh, right, I gotta remember to talk about that. First team to clear challenging new Final Fantasy raid gets caught cheating. And they get stripped of all their badges and all their accolades. And Yoshida was very, very upset and disappointed that someone cheated to be the first in his in the dungeon. You know, they used a mod and it sucks, guys. You guys could do that, you know, just don't use it to be the first. It's just fucking, I don't know, it's stupid. It's like blatantly cheating in someone's face. That's all. Dumb. Resident Evil 4 remake removes Ashley's health bar, adds side quest. And there will be no quick resume? What is that button? Quick time actions. Yeah, there we go. There will be no quick time actions. Also, there are a bunch of games that will be leaving the... Oh my god, today's February 7th. The games will be going away February 7th. Oh, but as long as you get these games before, got these games before they're gone, you will be fine. But, damn, where's my list? I don't have my list, but I can say that some of them are Jet Set Radio, Left 4 Dead, Left 4 Dead 2, Spelunky, and The Orange Box. They will be gone. You will not be able to... Oh, and Aegis Wings. I meant to buy Aegis Wings. Wait, I think I have Aegis Wings. I'm going to check. Yeah, sorry. So, those games are leaving. And if you don't have them digitally, you're going to have to go get them physically. Which probably means the physical value is going to go up. I do have Aegis Wings. I'm going to download that shit right now. But you know what's funny about them putting Jet Set Radio up there? I'm sure that they put it up there because it's just going. But most of those other games are backwards compatible. So for them to... Hold up. Was it Jet Set Radio or Jet Set Radio Future that's going? It's Jet Set Radio Normal. No! I never got to buy Jet Set Radio Normal. Holy fuck. That sucks. It is what it is. But yeah, those games are going. They're gone. And can't do shit about it. Too bad. Alright. So that is all the gaming news. We will get to the other stuff and some comics. And then, yeah, we'll be done with this shit. And another podcast dropped. Not on time-ish. but dropped nonetheless on the right week. Aha, see, because they usually drop on Monday when everything is going good, but at least I still dropped it the same week. Let's get to the next shit, which is basically some comics of, oh my god, can these notifications fucking stop? All right, sorry. Yeah, anyway, comic stuff. X-Men vote is upon us, and it looks like the contenders for the last spot are Jubilee, Dazzler, Juggernaut, Cannonball, Prodigy, and Frenzy. You should all vote Jubes, because she is great, and she is an Omega level mutant now. Also, all the other contenders have been pre-picked, so we're only picking the last one this year. Sins of Sinister is probably the most fun, insane story in recent years. I haven't read it, but I've been listening to it. I'm going to read it for the next 2 weeks. I'm going to try and catch up on some comics still. And that shit is great. Like, the dude started implanting, like, a sinister gene inside of everyone in the Resurrection Protocol. And, like, everyone's been coming back with, like, a little bit of sinister in them. And he's kind of controlling them. But then he finds out that he can't control them as much as he thought. And he's just living a bunch of lives off of the Moira McTaggart mutant gene. Like, yo, this dude is fucking crazy. This Nazi man is wild. But he's also, like, he's like, clever, bro. Like, and, I mean, it's funny because he also has this thing where it seems like he's kind of pro-mutant just in his own way, because he's helping them to win. His original thing was, like, helping them to win the mutant versus human war when time happened, in a sense. It's really weird. But also, it doesn't seem like this is the Nathaniel Essex we know. That man's been dead for a long time, and we have not seen him. Apparently, we only know about his clones, and it's really cool. I think that's actually super interesting. I like this little reworked, I guess, version of him. I guess origin, reworked origin. I got a bunch of comics still. I just came back from the comic shop. I have comics. I have Omnis on the way. I have a lot of stuff to read. I want to freaking read them so bad. Maybe I just got to go back to doing the TikTok ones for now. And then the second I catch up, like, day and date, like, the second I get to the top of the back of my pile is when I start bringing it back to the podcast. I got to figure out this crap right now. There's a lot going on. I read Exterminators 1. I feel like I talked about it, but I don't know. It was fun. That's all I'm going to say. It was really freaking fun. It was live explosives. I'm really, really enjoying it. Exterminators is, like, girl power to the max and fucking hilarious. A lot of cursing, a lot of blood, so many explosions. And then there's Wolverine at the end. I love Wolverine. She is literally the fucking greatest. Yeah, but for now, that's it for comics. In other news, Netflix is finally doing something stupid. Netflix will require users to identify a primary location for all accounts that live within the same household. Users will need to sign into the home Wi-Fi of the primary location at least once every 31 days to ensure their device is not blocked. After 2 days of writing this, they ended up canceling it. So that's really good. Don't have to worry about that anymore for now. They're probably going to try and bring it back later. James Gunn has a plan for DC, but we'll get to that at the end of these things. Pennyworth, the origins of Batman's butler, has been canceled by HBO Max after 3 seasons. I've not watched a single episode. I don't have a single opinion. Just everything gets canceled except for the things that really suck. Because of Super Bowl, Last of Us Episode 5 will air Friday night instead. So you will be getting an early episode for all of you fans who are enjoying that show. A Legion of Doom spinoff was rejected by CW, yet we're keeping Gotham Knights, which is literally looks like the worst thing ever. Like, I actually think that is probably the worst thing ever. Bunch of characters no one fucking knows about, and they don't even act the same way. And Batman's son is not his son. It's just a bunch of bullshit. Cook said that Apple employees are beta testing the Apple Pay Later feature, which will help Apple boost service revenue. It will be launching soon. I don't know how much the fees are going to be. We don't know how much the fees are going to be. But hey, you can buy now, pay later with Apple coming soon. Hopefully they do it similar to Afterpay, where it's like every 2 weeks or they give you a deadline and you have to pay within that, but the deadline is like very reasonable. Like, I don't like the way Cash App does it. Cash App is like, yeah, you got to pay us every week. And it's just like, it's a lot of money every week. Some people don't get paid every week. But we'll see how that turns out. That's going to be pretty useful, though. Apparently, Fire Emblem Engage is getting a manga series. And I have not played the game, but I think I'm going to get it for my cruise. We'll see about that, because I actually have to pay back some Cash App cash. So, depending on how that goes, I might get a Switch, and I might get Fire Emblem Engage. Now, I was going to get a Switch Lite, but now I'm kind of want that OLED Switch. But I can always get that later. I'm a collector. I'm going to end up with it in my house at some point. Maybe find a used one. Now, that's all there is with that. Oh, also, there's a Supergirl animation out. I think it came out, like, this week. Looks really nice, actually. And it looks really funny. And I'm interested. So, that's going to be really fun. Yeah, so that's really about it. It's it looks good. When I watch it, I'll come here and of course I will mention it. Real quick, let's go over James Gunn's announcements and then that will be it for the night. And yeah, let's see. James Gunn DC announcement. So animations, TV series, and movies will all be intertwined. Batman is an Elseworlds movie and it will continue to be made. We will be getting, okay, here we go. If this it loads, Creature Commandos will be getting, Waller, a spinoff from Gunn's Peacemaker series, will be getting, Superman Legacy, we will be getting, Lanterns, will be getting, but guess what? It's mostly focused on Hal and John. And other Lanterns will appear, but I bet we're not getting Jessica Cruz, the best Green Lantern there is. And if we get Red Lanterns, we need Bleez. I love Bleez. She's literally the best Red Lantern. She's better than Atrocitus, and Atrocitus is fucking cool. But he's not better than Dexstar. Like, the cat is awesome. The Authority, we're getting that. Paradise Lost, The Brave and the Bold. Which I'll read about that a little bit. This is an introduction to DCU Batman, said Gunn of Bruce Wayne, and introduces our favorite Robin, Damon Wayne, who is a little son of a bitch. Yeah, so we'll get that. The Batman sequel, like I said, that'll be The Batman Part 2, coming out October 3rd, 2025. I cannot wait for that. Booster Gold, now that makes me happy. An HBO series based on a unique, lesser-known hero created in 1986. Sanfran said of the series, it's about a loser from the future who uses basic future technology to come back to today and pretend to be a superhero. Gunn describes it as imposter syndrome as superhero. Supergirl Woman of Tomorrow, which will be based off of Supergirl comic written by Tom King. And apparently that comic is really good and it's been selling out. And James has been talking about the comics that inspire these. And all those comics have been going sick. They have been selling out. Swamp Thing, a horror film that promises to close out the first quarter of the first chapter. There's a lot of stuff coming and I'm actually very excited. Like, very, very excited. And now, that is about everything. I have no recommendations. We're going to bring recommendations back at some point. I'm going to get this whole thing cracking at some point. But I want a studio. And if I get a studio, I got to hire or invite some full-time podcasters with me. At least, like, one other motherfucker who I could talk to comics about. You know, maybe I should get Rob back here. Y'all got to donate to me so I could donate to Rob. So Rob could come out here and I'll pay him to fucking come out here and get back on his co-host shit. Because he needs to read comics again. I don't remember the last time he's read a comic. Ever since we stopped doing the podcast because, you know, people had to move and stuff. You know, he hasn't read a comic. So, all of our favorite listeners, go tweet Rob and tell him that he needs to read comics. And that you guys miss him. Or tweet me and I will show them to him. And then voila. But that is everything. Thank you. I'm always say thank y'all. Thank y'all for keep listening. We're going to get this shit right. And when we get this shit right, y'all going to be hyped. Y'all going to be like, yeah, yo, this shit back to the old days, cuz niggas is going crazy, bro. Yeah, they got recommendations. Oh, I'm going to read that comic this week. Oh, that's what happened in this comic. Man, I miss those days, man. We used to have like 2 hours worth of content, bro. Like, that drink was crazy, man. It was dope. It was fun. But I'm happy that y'all still fuck with it. I'm happy that y'all still like it. Thank you very much. Peace, homies. Wait, I feel like there's something else I wanted to say. Oh, this is dropping on the same day as the Nintendo Direct. So if you stayed here to the very, 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 very end, know there's a Nintendo Direct at 5 p.m. Eastern. So if you listen to this podcast before then, yeah, stay tuned for that. We will be covering that next episode. If you don't get to listen to it or watch it in time, yeah, that's it. Peace, bitch.